I'll just briefly tell you a bit about my background. I really regard it as a privilege from the Lord to be here to share with you today what He's taught me and is teaching me. I am a mother of two children, both boys. Sometimes I say three, though, the way the four-year-old goes on. He's very active. I have a nine-year-old as well. I'm an infant primary trained teacher. I've been taught in a preschool in Singapore for 2 years. I've had a lot to do with children in play groups and a church in setting up preschool, Sunday school classes. And recently I've just finished a diploma in early childhood education. So that's briefly my background. And my husband prepared the overhead for me, and I'm really thankful to the Lord to have him to be so supportive, because I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. So I'm briefly going to break my talk up into four areas, and the four areas my technical assistant's just putting up now. spiritual, social, emotional, physical and intellectual. And they sound like pretty big words, but I'll explain what they are. I was thinking when I started to prepare this talk, I thought, oh, it's not going to be, I wonder how many people actually have preschool children. But then I thought, no, people here have grandchildren. You might have nieces, nephews, neighbours. And even if you don't have any children now that are preschoolers that are within contact, you don't know when the Lord is going to bring such a child into your life. So I really encourage you to listen and see what the Lord has for you today. And you never know what you might be able to do to help someone else, perhaps a non-Christian or someone, a brother or a sister in the Lord. Okay, I'd just like to firstly speak about the spiritual preparation that we can give preschool children. And to me, this is the most important, because, I mean, the spiritual area, if you're having problems socially, emotionally, physically or intellectually, you can always come to the Lord and He can help you in the other areas if you're right in the spiritual side. So spiritual, I've just defined as helping the child to develop an awareness of God and helping them to begin to develop a relationship with Him. And all the experts tell us that the most vital years in any person's life are the young years, from 0 to 5, some say 0 to 7. And Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old he will not depart from it. So we have from the Word of God the importance of the very young years of a child. Now we need to personally communicate our faith with our children from the very beginning. Now I know before I was trained and had my own children, I used to think, you know, they're just, you know, they don't really understand. But I've come to realise that children, young children, are little people. And I think sometimes I used to make the mistake, and I think a lot of people do, and we don't really look at them like that at times. And we need to share our faith with them from a very young age so that we can build on it. It's no point waiting until they're teenagers or in primary, then start to do it. And from a very young age, we can teach children basic concepts like creation, who made the world. And I mean, you think of sin and punishment as pretty heavy, but I mean, every child knows sin is being naughty and punishment is when mummy smacks him or her or takes it off him. So if we can just simplify things, we can teach young children many, many concepts, and as they get older we can build on these. Teach your children Bible stories. Have a time with them when you have with my first boy and my second one, we have a time when we read a Bible story. And one Bible that we found very helpful, it's a comic illustrated of the illustrations of the Bible, and it goes through the Bible and does the main stories in pictorial form. And I found it was very helpful because young children need visual things that they can look at. So just have a short time with them when you might talk to God and read them a story. And there's many things around in the bookshop and other places where you can find material on that. And get them to go to Sunday school or Sunday clubs, anywhere where they have things for younger children there, they can get a spiritual input. and help them to memorise Bible verses. I know when I first thought of this and thought of doing it with young children, I thought this is a bit much, but they can memorise Humpty Dumpty. If they watch a commercial on TV long enough, they know the whole thing. And we can get the Word of God into them very young, and we know that the Word of God is powerful. And once it's in there, God can use it. And I think that is very, very important. And my youngest boy, he's four, and he memorises scripture, he learns things from tapes. I'm just amazed at how much he can actually remember. So I'd just like to end with this quote. All of the above suggestions will be developing the child in an awareness of God and how God wants us to live. The child will go to school with the basic understanding which you can develop as you help the child deal with various situations and relationships he or she will come in contact with in the school environment. So if you've given the child a good basis, then when the child brings home things they've learned at school, evolution or other things, when they're having problems, we can show them how God wants us to relate to these people and how to deal with these situations. All right, now I'd like to share on the social-emotional area. Socially, I mean just getting along with others, other children, adults, whoever the child comes in contact with. By emotional, I mean being able to accept the emotions that a child has and being able to deal with them in a constructive way. Now, when a child goes to school, they're leaving an environment which is predominantly a home environment. They're with their family a lot of the time. They're going to an environment where they're away from their parents and not their familiar surrounding for long periods of time. And this is a period of transition and adjustment for the child as well as for the parents as well. And so for a child to be able to go into this environment and cope well, they need to be independent to a certain degree and self-confident. They need to have respect for authority, which they should be learning through the discipline that they receive. And a child needs to be loved and accepted in the home unconditionally. The thing that we're not happy with is their behaviour at times, and that's the way God treats us. He loves us and accepts us for the way we are. He's not happy with what we do, but he loves us. And I think we need to convey that to a child. And we need to make our expectations clear to a child in ways that they can understand and explain to them why their behaviour is not acceptable. And when we make mistakes, it's very important for us to admit it, hard though it may be, to tell the child, well, I did it wrong, I'm not perfect, and you know, ask God to forgive you, even sometimes in front of the child. And because if you're saying one thing and not living the life, children very quickly pick up hypocrisy, and then what witness do you have to the child if you're not doing what you say and you're sort of saying, do what I say, not what I do, sort of thing. Something that's very important with respect to discipline that I'd really like to mention is that we should reinforce acceptable behaviour positively, and unacceptable behaviour should be reinforced negatively, which means that if a child does something that's good, acceptable, something you'd like them to continue doing, you praise them, reward them in some way. But when they do something that is unacceptable, then they should be rewarded in a negative way. An example is of positive reinforcement. A child puts away their clothes without being asked or ties up, you praise them and say, you know, that was really good. But if a child wants something and they scream and yell and carry on, now reinforcing it positively would be to give in. That means the child says, good, I'll do that again because I got my own way. But you shouldn't. It should be a negative reinforcement. And I suppose a lot of people know this already. When the child's going to school, you should show them that you're keen about it, you're happy about it, that you've got a good attitude. Mention things like they can have a new uniform, new lunchbox, things like that. And also, if they've got friends or relatives at school, remind them of that, and that will reassure them as well that there's someone there that's not a totally unfamiliar situation. Of course, we all know the basics, toilet training, teaching them to blow their nose and dress properly, shoes and things. But one thing to remember is help try to realise what they can and can't do with their fingers and try to get clothes that are going to make it easy and not frustrating for them to get them on and off or whatever else they have to do. And you can label the children's clothes with their name. If they don't know how to recognise their name visually, you can just put a little picture on each of their articles so that they know which one it is. Alright, I'll just go now onto the physical. Alright, now by physical I mean developing the child's large muscle skills, which is like running, jumping, hopping, all the big muscles in our body. And that's one area. The other area is fine muscle or small muscle skills, and that's mainly to do with the hands manipulating things. So once again, a child needs to be confident in what they're doing, so that we need to, when we give children puzzles or books or anything like that, make sure that it's something that they're able to do and not something that's too hard and makes them frustrated. Of course, we all know that we feel good when we can do something, and we feel frustrated and our self-esteem goes down when we're tackling something we're having trouble with or we end up not being able to do it. So we need to do that when we're choosing tasks for children. We can encourage children when they're attempting a new task, encourage them and help them through it. And when they do well, praise them. When they fail, partly or completely, encourage them and be positive, because your attitude is very important and the child will take his or her cue from you. If you show them that you've got confidence in them, then they'll be confident in themselves. But if you show by your body language that you think they really can't do it, then they will live up to your expectations and they won't be able to do it. And before school, take the child for a medical checkup. I know most people don't, but it's a good idea. Make sure they've got all their inoculations before starting. And the other things we can do to help the child develop physically their large muscle skills, things like taking them to the park, helping them play on the equipment. Once again, be with them when they're starting on a new piece. Show them how to use the equipment. And when they've accomplished at one piece of equipment, encourage them to go on or to do different things. But take them to a variety of parks that have a lot of different equipment to play with, and encourage them to run, jump, and use the other types of non-equipment activities. You can even take them to a gym class if they're interested and one's available. Swimming lessons. Play with them yourself. Catching, throwing a ball. Start off with a bean bag. You can make that yourself, provided you don't get the beans wet or they'll start to grow in the bag. And then you can go to a large ball. Do things like kicking the ball with a bat and ball, but very simple things with bats and balls. And then lastly, to help them develop their hand skills, their small muscle skills, you can do things like getting them to tear paper, cut paper, do simple puzzles, pasting, construction, Play-Doh, lots of things like that. And there are a lot of good books around that you can consult for ideas on that. Now, lastly, I'd like to do the intellectual area. See, if you expect great things, you never know what might happen. Okay, intellectually, is helping the child to be able to understand the world around him or her, to be able to take information in, sort it out, store it, and then remember or recall it when is necessary. That just means, for example, when something's hot, they learn that that's hot and I shouldn't touch it. So when they come across something that's hot, a fire or the hot jug, then they think, now I remember that mummy told me that's hot, it'll hurt me, and they recall it and they use the information. So it sounds pretty difficult, but it's just basics. Children need to be able to concentrate on tasks for short periods, because at school they are required to sit down and endeavour to learn from whatever the teacher gives them, and they need to be able to sit and concentrate. So you can encourage them just to sit for a short time, sit with them, and then they must be interested in what they're doing, otherwise they won't want to sit. So find things the child's interested in, sit with them, and then gradually their concentration will increase as you encourage them to sit longer and longer at interesting and developmentally appropriate tasks. Enjoy time with the children. Encourage them to be curious and interested in the world around them. Encourage them to try new things, but always remembering with the safety element. And develop in them an enthusiasm for learning. And I think this is a very hard thing in Australia. Living in Singapore, people are very keen to learn, probably because it's very competitive. But in Australia, sometimes there's a lot of negative attitudes about learning. But if we ourselves, and I think as as endeavouring to be disciples of the Lord, we're continually learning about the Lord, about His world. And so I think that we should always want to be learning. And if we can pass that on to the children, then that's really good. We should also observe children all the time for the safety aspect, but as well, we can see opportunities to teach them things that come up on the spot. Just little simple things here and there which all develop their intellect. Speak to children and talk to them all the time about anything that's relevant, and be willing to listen to them. It's very important to be willing to listen to them. We often tell them this, tell them that. How often do we listen? And always speak to children in words that they can understand. As I said before, children can understand incredibly difficult concepts if we just put it in a way that they can understand. And so, you know, they can have very complex concepts that can be built on later on. And that was something I neglected, I think I didn't say, in the spiritual thing, that once they've got basic concepts about God and about the world, about the Lord Jesus, these can be built on, and as a child gets older, they can understand more. And this is true in the intellectual area as well. Help children to listen to instructions. Often they don't do what you say because they didn't really pay attention. And one way of doing it is getting their eye contact and making sure you're speaking so that they can understand in words that they can understand when they're at a young age. Help them to develop their memory and their ability to sequence or put things in order by asking them, once they can follow one instruction, give them two. Like say, okay, bring the book to mummy. Another time I might say, bring the book to mummy and then sit down with me. So they're giving them two sequential things. And if they're good at that, do three. And that helps them to develop their memory. Take them to the library and develop a love for books and reading. And you can also have stories on tape, and I was quite surprised that my four-year-old is able to listen. He was given cassette tape and a book to follow, and he'd do that, and now he listens to the tape and he doesn't really want the book. And I was quite surprised that at three and a half, four, he can listen to quite long stories and still follow the thread and learn a lot. We've got books from like secular stories and ones about the Lord, and he's learned a tremendous lot from that. So I guess it just goes to show, if a child's given certain things in little doses, that they can build up to levels that you wouldn't expect at times. Take your children on excursions with friends, family, playgroup, whatever, and help them to learn about God's world and what God has given us. Help them to learn as much as they can, as much as you can give them. Help them. Other things that you could do is help them to recognise their name. It is helpful, not essential, but please always use lowercase letters apart from the capital. Teach them their address, their name, their telephone number if possible. And other things that you could do at home, if you find that the child that you're involved with is quite good in all these areas, teach them the colours, counting to 10 using real objects, and other few things that you probably find books could suggest that you could do. One thing which is, I guess, something that I find really amazing, that in society, Sesame Street and a few other programs, books and all, seem to want us to teach children the alphabet ABC, and I'd like to encourage you not to do that, because it doesn't help the child at all. If you want to do anything with the alphabet, teach them the sound, and if you don't know them, find someone who does. Because teaching them the alphabet, really, it's quite useless. If we think when we actually use ABC, it's usually to put something in alphabetical order, and that's not till primary school. In conclusion, then, I'd like to just read this quote that I thought sums things up very well. Bringing up a child is a tremendous responsibility and privilege, but God will equip you for the task. When you walk daily with the Lord and let His word speak to you, when you have your priorities straight, you'll be able to give direction to your child. You'll be able to love him or her, discipline him or her, and help him or her to seek and find God's will for life.